Why shop anywhere else? The Harvey Norman Big Sale is now on. Don't miss out.
Sounds like your gas boiler needs a local hero. Now is your chance to save €250 on a gas boiler install this Black Friday. Plus, all our gas boiler installs come with a 10-year warranty and a free 12-month service provided by Bord Gáis Energy. Book your discounted gas boiler install online today at localheroes.ie and enter the code BLACKFRIDAY250 at checkout. T's and C's apply.
Order your new 232 Kia for July at Dunleys of Kilcullen. We've 3.9% HB and PCP finance available across the entire Kia range. View our broad electric range with the all-new Kia Niro now available to test drive, along with the award-winning EV6, now available with 1.9% finance, PCP and HB on all orders taken before June 30th. Book an appointment with our sales team at your convenience. Sales open Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dunleys of Kilcullen, home of the 7-year warranty. Finance subject to status, terms and conditions apply.
Immerse yourself in a campus community that students describe as friendly and welcoming. Evolve in Ireland's best young university, where you can tailor your degree and where our global connections will take you further. Emerge as a thinker, an innovator, a change maker, someone who makes a difference. Immerse, evolve, emerge with Maynooth University. Join us on campus at our summer open day on the 24th of June. Visit maynoothuniversity.ie/open day.
Kildare Today with Owen Beattie.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, Ireland's largest regional shopping centre. Fashion, food, film, all under one roof in the heart of Newbridge. Whitewatersc.ie.
Okay, welcome back to the programme. Well, yesterday, Kildare County Council released its annual report for 2022. All in all, it's 170 pages, and over the last 12, 24 hours or so, we've been going through it and picking out the main points, and I'm joined in studio by Fine Gael Councillor and outgoing Lasca Hiarlach of Kildare, Joe Neville. Joe, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. So, look, there's a lot to get through in this report. We're going to go through planning and strategic development, local property tax, roads, transportation and public safety, enterprise and economic development and environment, water services and climate action. But let's first of all start off with housing, Joe, which is a topic that is so, so important and really has been in the headlines nationally for some of the right reasons, some of the wrong reasons over the last couple of years. How did Kildare County Council perform in 2022 when it came to housing?
Well, Kildare County Council have been, you know, have been one of the counties that have been at the forefront of achieving their targets, you know, not only from a social housing perspective, but also from, you know, from a general housing perspective. Kildare County Council obviously has had the boom in population, one of the fastest growing counties in the country over the last 20 years. But I would say is that Kildare and Kildare County Council are held up as, you know, one of the examples to the rest of the country. So while it might not seem to the people in Kildare that there's enough houses being built, and the Kildare County Council, as we all know, you know, not enough houses are being delivered for those on the waiting list. But at the same time, you know, with 372 properties delivered under the Housing for All scheme, you know, it has been positive, and 822 social properties have been allocated. While that doesn't take the numbers that we want off the list, it still shows that there has been progress. And look, no one in Kildare County Council is going to say yes that you know, we're doing that the job is complete. But at the same time, progress is being made, and I'd be the first to say that.
Yeah, okay. I know yourself and other councillors, and one that comes to mind is Aidan Farley, who's very, very active on this particular topic and feels strongly about you have to build houses, but build them in the right places and also support them with infrastructure. There's no point in going into any town around the county, say Athy or Clane or Selbridge or Leixlip, and throwing up estate after estate after estate. You have to be able to match that with the likes of transport, school places, etc.
Yeah, no, and to be honest, that has been the biggest difficulty, I think, for Kildare, and something that even as someone who's grown up in, you know, grew up in Leixlip, and you know yourself, like you grew up in Salins, you've seen massive changes since you were, you know, a child in the population numbers. You know, we spoke about it recently. Salins went from a town of, you know, 1-2,000 in the, you know, in the early 90s to, you know, what it was, 8-9,000. Mm. and you look, right, what difference is there? What is there? Salins, okay, look, there, you know, you have a train station nearby, but ultimately, you know, is there the playing fields there? Is the are the playgrounds there? No, probably you've got the houses. The same in Leixlip and Selbridge and Maynooth, and we could name a litany of towns. While some of the transport infrastructure has been improved, I think one of the deficits and the biggest deficit has been the social infrastructure. And I will say that it's something that I, you know, raised even internally in our party, because of the likes of Kildare and the likes of even Meath and Wicklow, they're all in the same boot. While there's been a lot of URDF funding, which is the large funding, has followed regeneration of towns, the funding does, the national funding needs to follow the houses, and not only follow it, but actually be put in at the same time. So I think that the plan for the next round of the URDF is to put in the funding, which for the social infrastructure, in where the housing is. And but I think that has been too slow in happening. That's something that should have been put in place in 20 years ago. And I do think across the whole of the council and across everything the council delivers, we just see it's a constant catch up. It's a game of catch up, putting in the services and putting in the items that the people need to live in a, you know, and not a property functioning, but definitely a better environment and to live in a community that they deserve.
Just going back to those figures then, I mean, 372 houses delivered under Housing for All, 822 then social houses. They are welcome, but as you say, they're not enough.
No, they're not enough. No,
and absolutely. I don't know what the targets are maybe for Kildare County Council, but how do we up that?
Look, I think the biggest deficit that Kildare County Council, look, they're not far off the targets. I think the target that was set for Kildare would be roughly around 400, I think, off the top of my head. While it was close, it obviously didn't get it, and more to the point, it didn't supersede it. And I think fundamentally, when we look at Kildare's annual report, I do think we need to understand that Kildare County Council, and this is not a good thing actually, that Kildare County Council is the 31st out of 32 county councils, least funded county councils. So that means that the amount of funding that the per head of population that the council gets is the 31 out of 32. So our budget, I think, for this year is 199 million. And with that, a lot of that funding, most of that funding does come from the government. But even if we got another 26 million, which is 15%, another 13% on top, even if we got another 26, we'd still only be the 28th ranked per head of capita spend in the country. So that means that if we got extra funding, with the lack of funding we're getting, we're not in a position, no, not that we're not in a position, but we could be in a much better position to deliver those items you're talking about.
So how do we get that funding then? I mean, is that not the job of the TDs here in Kildare to be pushing for the government?
Absolutely it is. And, you know, I'm on the finance committee in Kildare County Council, and Kevin in Monastrevin is obviously, he's the head, and Fiona and the Barber and Kildare County Council, they're the ones who've, it's something that we have been constantly contacting the minister over it, and I know Martin Hayden, we've worked with Martin, and because Martin in his junior minister capacity, you know, has been emphasising this with the government, and the baseline review, there's going to be a baseline review. That baseline review is due to be out next month. So what we're hoping to see, and you know what we're pushing to see, is Kildare being to getting an improvement in that amount per capita. And as I said, this is a function of the historic. Kildare County Council Kildare has grown from a population of about 120,000-130,000 in the late 90s, has doubled. You know, we're now 240, and whereas I think the rest of the population growth typically in councils is 40 nationally, but obviously in some that might be 20, that might be 25. Kildare, it's doubled. So with that, there hasn't been the same per capita spend, but at the same time, we do see the needs and the requirements for that extra funding.
This is an associated topic then with housing. If we go to planning and strategic development, 1,548 planning applications received, 1,216 planning decisions issued. We can talk about housing estates and social housing, but we're contacted regularly here on this show to talk about and questions being asked from listeners. What about one-off housing? What about a family that are living out in Robertstown, for example, that want to build a house on their own land? A son or a daughter can't get planning permission in a back garden or an adjoining field. Why is there such a lack of planning permission granted to those kind of one-off houses, Joe?
Yeah, look, we spoke about this last week. I was on, and somebody had contacted, I think, just previously. So we did discuss it, and I said at the time that this is obviously a function of the national planning. Kildare County Council, as you well know, you know, and everybody knows, went through our local our county development plan last. You know, just gone actually, just signed off on it. Obviously, we've worked on it for the last couple of years, and what we have to do in Kildare is follow national guidelines, national planning guidelines. So the national planning guidelines is to ensure that the population is based in certain areas. So North Kildare, Northeast Kildare got huge population increases on that. Obviously, you know, the likes of Meath and South Meath are functioning the same. Whereas what they want to do is want to limit those one-off houses. And that is a national framework. So Kildare County Council are following national guidelines. So that does mean in situations like, you know, the person you refer to, the theoretical person, or maybe not, in Robertstown, that they're stuck in a situation where, yeah, if there's a farm there, the person who's following on might get planning permission, but the siblings can't. And that is a huge difficulty, and it's something that we as councillors, especially my Fine Gael colleagues and the likes of Brendan Wise and, you know, in Allenwood, you know, be heavily advocating for for one-off housing. Because what we realise too is that you know, and as a group, as a party, and just as a people, and in fairness, it'd probably be across the board, most of my colleagues in Kildare County Council, we need to ensure that those local communities in more rural settings, you know, can be revitalised, continue to be revitalised. You know, like tonight, my under-12s are the team, my manager, playing against Carberry. You know, Carberry is that exact type of area that constantly needs to be generated. That's a type of place where we hear of population deficits, or, you know, where young team struggling. You know, and obviously we need to ensure that Carberry, those places, those clubs, you know, those communities can continue to thrive, continue to survive. And look, obviously sports is only a small thing, but I suppose it's emblematic of the, you know, of how things need to be continually balanced properly.
Yeah, because some of those places don't have, say, village centres per se, and they're populated by a collection of rural dwellings as opposed to housing estates. And I know that is something that we have been contacted about. There were 148 one-off housing pre-planning meetings that took place, 207 unauthorised development applications received and reviewed. Just before we move on from housing then to other issues, Joe, I just want to mention, obviously the last year we've taken in a lot of Ukrainian refugees, yeah, and refugees from other countries as well. Here in Kildare, we've the likes of Kill, Ryvale House, the Equestrian Centre in Kill, Ryvale House, other places around the county. Kildare County Council, in fairness, stepped up. Everything didn't go perfectly or as planned. Engagement probably could have been better. You would know that from the Ryvale Lawn situation.
Yeah, look, at the outset, we just wanted to just think of all the individuals who are caught up in those situations that, you know, that they mean that they have to, you know, leave their country, flee their country. So look, our first thoughts are with those people. You know, they're coming, they obviously didn't want to be in the situations that they're in, and, you know, they find themselves here, you know, and as a country, I think Ireland really has stepped up. You know, we have taken in significant numbers, and, you know, and I think Kildare County Council, you know, have done an excellent job. But at the same time, you know, like you say, there have been those difficulties. I've seen it firsthand in, you know, in Ryvale House, quite close to me, where I think it's 80 people have been housed, and there's been no planning permission received for it. And there's that battle between, you know, the developer who's setting up, you know, gone to a place where there used to be 5 people, now there's 80, and the local residents are going, you know, that if I want to get an extension out of my back garden, you know, I'd have to go through a process. Whereas things are being let past, and look, a lot of that is being driven from driven from the minister's office as opposed to the council themselves. But we do need that constant discussion and that constant liaison. But I will say, it's not just Leix, it's not just Kill, it's also a lot of people in Selbridge, a lot of people in Newbridge, a lot of people in you know, and I'm sure in all other towns in the county. So look, this is something, it's county wide, and you know, it is a difficulty. And look, as I said, I've experienced it firsthand as a councillor, you know, seeing the impact that can have when it's not done properly in a local area.
Local property tax then, Joe, you might just take us through what the rate of local property tax is or was in 2022 according to this annual report, and then perhaps where local property tax went, because again, that's something that people will say, I'm paying this local property tax, I'm not seeing the benefits. Yeah. Other things, and other councillors have said that there needs to be a better, maybe, publicisation of where the local property tax goes, because as I say, it comes out of the bank account for a lot of people and nobody knows where it's gone.
Yeah, look, the property tax is, you know, it's a source of funding for the council. So there's two elements to the property tax from a council perspective. One is that it's used as part of the, like the just the annual budget for Kildare County Council for 2023 is 199 million. I think it was 176 to spend in 2022. But as part of that, I think that 18 million off the top of my head is the amount of funding that is used from that is sourced from the property tax. With that, there's an extra 5.4 million, which is the discretionary spend, and for instance, that's what you're referring to from the councillor's perspective. So that 5 million is divided relatively equally between the five MDs. So essentially, the councillors get to, you know, get to have a say on where that million, it's extra discretionary, where that extra million can be spent in their MD. So, look, every council or every group of councillors has it's a slightly different approach, but fundamentally, what we're doing is we're putting that money as soon as we can back into the community, so that can go back, you know, in some ways, I know, and you know, goes come back into community groups, a source of funding for that. It can be, you know, go back into extra trees being cut, extra road projects that we wouldn't be able to get outside of, you know, the basic requirements. So all of that funding does, the LPT, as I said, a core of it, the core funding that we get and people take out of their account go to provide the services. It's roughly, as I said, it's roughly around 8%. It's only about 8% of the budget for the county. But at the same time, that discretionary money funding that we have, that extra 5 million, we do try and get that to the source of community groups, because we do know that if that money goes into local community groups, that can have a real impact locally. The local, the men's sheds, the local women's sheds, which we've seen spring up in Latterley. And, you know, as I said, the local different clubs, that funding, an extra grand, an extra 2 grand, can make a massive difference. And so I know that, you know, in our MD, that's where we have focused putting in the funding.
How much is the local property tax, or what's the percentage?
Well, it depends on the house, you know, obviously. Yeah. It depends on the value of the house. Obviously, it was changed, I think, for 2023. So, you know, I think typically in Kildare, the average would be around 400 quid, you know, for a 400,000 house. And obviously, it just depends. You know, like some houses are worth 700,000-800,000. So it's a self-evaluation piece, you know, from a few or house is worth 700,000 or your house is worth 200,000, you're going to pay more. So In fairness, the argument for the property tax is that it's seen as a progressive tax, is that if you're wealthier, you're paying more, you know, as opposed to it just being €100 in every house. So that's the benefit of it.
Okay, on to roads, transportation and public safety then. 2,523 kilometres of local and regional roads, 31 cycleway projects progressed last year, and also 990 new buildings inspected. Looking at roads then, Joe, and obviously the M4, N4 will be something that you'll be quite familiar with up in Leakstep.
Yeah.
How are we performing there, and what progress are we making on some of the roads around Kildare?
Yeah, look, I think there's been a couple of big projects, like the Atai Distributor Road. It was a heavily focused one. It's obviously the other side of the county from myself, but that has been a big project. And looking, once again, going back to Salins, you know, we've seen the completion probably in maybe late 21, early 22, possibly, of the Salins Road. So where we have seen is that Kildare, and we talked about infrastructure earlier on, Kildare does need that infrastructure, and has been, you know, we have been trying to deliver projects. You'll see a lot of the cycleway projects, they come from NTA funding. I think the NTA funding that was the NTA for the smaller infrastructure projects that we hear about, the cycleways, I think it's roughly about 9 million a year we get from the, I think it was 9.7 we got. So they deliver the smaller greenways and the cycleways that we're starting to see spring up. Is there enough? Absolutely not. In the densely populated areas like Naas, the Salins, all those areas, like, and the one, you know, and look, we did say, we just, as I referenced, the Salins bypass, one of the criticisms of it, you know, was then it was put in, it didn't have that infrastructure that it probably needed, and it probably would get if it had now. So does Kildare, obviously has the motorways, and they're looked after by the NTA, but also we also are starting to deliver as a council some of those minor projects. If we had, like, I was looking, I asked a question recently, you know, about the NTA funding, is it enough? Like, no, it's not. You know, we can only deliver a certain amount of funding, but if we had triple or quadruple that funding, we could deliver four times that amount, because we have the projects ready to go, we have the projects in design stage, but we need that money from the NTA to deliver more, and that is the limitation imposed on us, and something that I'm pushing for, because I do think those little projects do impact, you know, the, you know, and how people get around local areas. Like I said, you talk to Salins, if you're a 9-year-old going around Salins, if your parents have a 9-year-old, would you be comfortable in hopping into a car and cycling around from a house and say to a JA club without the proper cycle infrastructure? You're happy without it, you're not. So look, Are things improving? Yes. But are they where we want them to be? Absolutely not.
All right, looking at enterprise and economic development here in Kildare, 284 jobs created according to the annual report. 54 businesses received funding totaling just over €1 million under the Startup Expansion Export Marketing Grants. 3 businesses received grants under the Agile Innovation Fund. 78 businesses received shopfront grants totaling €144,000. And 126 businesses received the outdoor seating and accessories grants totaling €387,000. Nationally, unemployment is at its lowest level, I think, since 2004. So that's good. That's being reflected here in the county as well. And I know good work being done by Jackie McNabb and the local enterprise office.
Yeah, look, Kildare is an interesting county. We've got some huge businesses. We've got the likes of Intel in Leixlip, you know, one of the largest ratepayers in the country. And, you know, and I think that's the way we have to look at it too. And I'll come back to the point, but you see that, and come back to your question, but what you see in Kildare is a lot of people actually living in Kildare, commuting in Kildare, so they actually work in Dublin. So just fundamentally, a lot of the rates that we would, you know, that we should, the rate base that we could be getting, would be getting from, if all those people working in business in Kildare, Dublin, it gets a lot of that rate, and we're housing the people. So that's also just a little draw on our funding. So the more people who live in Kildare who can work in Kildare, obviously the better for Kildare County Council. So just coming back to this, what we see is the Jackie McNabb and the local enterprise office working very closely with the enterprise team, you know, in trying to help those seed companies, help those businesses establish themselves in Kildare, and to be honest, I suppose, become future ratepayers. And look, the more people who can work locally, the better it is for everybody. So I myself, and just speak as in my time as deputy mayor of the county, you know, I was able to be in a position to, you know, to give the awards night for the local business, the shopfront improvements, which you referenced. And what was great there was just seeing those people who had the small business, the local bookshops, the local hairdressers, you know, the local bars, which are making differences, and ultimately they're making differences to their shop fronts and to their shops that are helping to make our towns look better. They're doing the work, and I suppose, not for Kildare County Council, but look, on behalf of not only of themselves, but on behalf of Kildare County Council and the public, making our places nicer. And that's what brings people into our towns, what creates a vibrant local economy. And I do think that the vibrant local economy is the key for Kildare to actually continue to grow, continue to build, and not just, you know, be a place where people live in housing estates, like we discussed, and like your reference with Aidan Farrelly said before. You know, we need people shopping, going into town, having fun in the town centres, and Kildare County Council, through some of the public realm, I'm not sure if we're going to come to it, that's where the local public realm projects are so big. Because if you can develop and grow and make your towns look better, people will continue to, you know, to go into them rather than just kind of, you know, just sitting in their car and driving somewhere else. So look, enterprise, economic development, we do have, you know, very low unemployment, but at the same time we need to ensure that they are the best jobs possible, not just any jobs that people are working in.
All right, just finally, Environment, Water Services and Climate Action, 40 participants in the Tidy Towns Network, 131 schools participating in environmental campaigns. There were also 40 Tidy Town groups grant aided, 19 noise enforcement actions, 175 waste enforcement actions, 20 agriculture enforcement actions, and 15 water and wastewater enforcement actions. Joe, it's a massive report, and 170 pages, as I say. People can read it on the Kildare County Council website. We've gone through some of the main points of it, good work being done, other things that could be improved on, and it's a big year now going into this year, obviously 2023, 2024. We're kind of getting to the last term of councillors as well, you know, the last year or so. So a lot of work still to be done here in the county, Joe.
Look, of course, as I said earlier on, you know, the takeaway that I would have is, like, you know, with the council staff and the councillors, you know, do we believe a lot more could be done? Absolutely. Do we want to do a lot more? Of course. I think there's so much opportunity and there's so much will for, on behalf of the councillors and the staff, to actually to do more. But, you know, we do continue to need that funding. We need to increase the funding for Kildare to actually enable us to deliver. But I would say, you know, it won't be for the lack of determination and want, you know, the staff and obviously for the councillors to deliver that. But look, could we do more? Absolutely. Do we want to do more? Yes, and I do think that's the focus and the will of, you know, of every councillor in there, because look, the reason why we do this is we wanted you know to help our local areas and for our local areas to develop and grow, and you know, and I think there's a great pride, you know, there's a great pride in the county, and you know, as someone who grew up in Kildare, and you know, I'm delighted myself to, you know, to represent, you know, my area, and like to have been deputy mayor of the county, it's been, you know, it's been great to do to be able to see that and to go around to the different areas, you know, in that role, and to see the development of town and locations elsewhere. So look, so just even on another note, if I can, just to wish the Kildare team luck tomorrow. It was great to be at the game in O'Connor Park last Sunday. So I think, you know, with those sort of things, Kildare winning under 20, I think it's really important that, you know, we continue to, you know, to feel, you know, to have that Kildareness coming through, and I think to be very proud of our county. And you know, look, and I did say about the population change and, you know, the population growth within the county, you know, but I think we need to ensure that identity, and it's Kildare County Council have a huge role in you know, in improving and, you know, in strengthening that identity of ourselves as a county. So look, I think we're all very proud, and but at the same time we all realise that a lot more needs to be done.
Okay, Fine Gael councillor on the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District and deputy mayor of Kildare on that annual report for 2022 from Kildare County Council, Joe Neville. Thanks for joining us.